Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning to my radio audience. Good morning, everyone. I am here because I would like to do a special show today, this morning, to the God of the Hebrews. I got up this morning and he said, I want you to represent me today. So I'm here to do what the God of the Hebrew nation, Ahayah is his name, want me to do today. So we're going to be singing. You can close the door, please. We're going to be singing. I'm going to be singing to the God of the Hebrew nation, Ahayah, songs of praise and worship this morning to him, to represent him, the real God in the earth, the God of the Hebrews, and to present praise and worship to his holy name. Excuse me. Could you please run the rooster away? Give me 1 minute, people. Run everybody away from the porch. Give us 1 minute. Give us 1 minute, okay, people? Excuse me. This is Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisha Bach. And today, we have a brother that will be joining us. His name is Brother Cedia. He will be helping us today to read scriptures to the God of the Hebrew nation, and I will be doing all the singing and worship. I have been in your presence. You are great in every way. I have been in your presence. I have been in your presence. You are great in every way. You are great in every way. I thank the God of Israel. 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 I have been in your presence. I have been in your presence. I will lift up my voice to your name. I will lift up my voice to your name. I will lift up my voice to your name. I have been in your presence, God of Israel. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise.
There is no God like you in the earth.
I have been in your presence.
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 I will praise the God of Israel.
I will praise the God of Israel.
I will praise the God of Israel.
There is no God like you in the earth.
You have changed my life.
You have changed my life.
There's no God like you, God of Israel.
I have been in your presence.
I have been in your presence.
I have been in your presence.
You are God of all gods.
You are God of all gods.
I have been in your presence.
Like to give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all the glory, honor, and praise this morning that's due to his holy name. At this time, we're going to read a scripture. Our first scripture will be coming from 1 Chronicles 29:13. Just want to lift up the God of the Hebrew nation. Ahaya is his name. Just want to present him to the world, the real God. 1 Chronicles 29:13. We have Brother CDI here to help us read the scriptures for songs and worship and praise today. Go ahead, brother.
All right. 1 Chronicles.
Louder, please. You're talking to the radio.
1 Chronicles 29:13. It reads, and of the sons of Eliphaz, Shimri, and Gil, and of the sons of Asher, Zechariah, and Mattaniah, and of the sons of Heman, Gilel, and Shimeah, and the sons of Jeduthun, Shimeah, and Uzziel.
Excuse me, people. I don't think he have the right scripture. Let me check. 1 Chronicles 29. Okay, I will read it, people, for you. Thank you. He had the wrong scripture. 1 Chronicles 29:13. All these scriptures are all about praise and worship the God of Israel. 1 Chronicles 29:13. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Therefore, our God, talking about the God of Israel. I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm talking about the God of the Hebrew nation. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm not talking about no one but the real God. That's who we praising. That's who we worshiping. That's who we thanking. And that's who we lifting up this morning. Because it's time now to present the God of Israel to the world. Now, therefore, our God, he's the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. We thank thee and praise thy glorious name. And his name is Ahaya. What is your name? What is your name? What is your name? My name is Ahaya. Praise again for this day. The second scripture we will be reading is 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 6. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 6. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 6. Yeah, I can't get rid of my roosters, people. I'm sorry about that. But I got the praise, Ahaya. I read it, people. And the priests 2 Chronicles 7:6, and the priests waited on their offices. The Levites also with instruments of music of Ahia, which David the king had made to praise Ahia, because his mercy endure forever. When David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Please, low, the fan. So, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 6. And the priest, who is the priest? The priest, turn it to me a little bit this way. Yeah, that's good. And the priest, the Levite, waited on their offices. The Levite also with instruments of music. See, this is what was going on, people, when our ancestors was in Jerusalem in their own land and they had their temple. This is the order of music. So all the things that you see going on in the earth when they singing to Jesus and singing to Yah and singing to all these gods that they have set up in this earth, they are not in order. One thing, they're not singing to the right God. That's number one. Number two, they out of order. There is an order when you present yourself to the God of Moses. There is an order. There is a protocol. You got to have the priest. You have to have the priest, because the priest was the one that was over the instruments of music. That would be the Levites. That would be the tribe of Moses and Aaron. Okay, they was over. It wasn't Judah. It wasn't Benjamin. It wasn't Issachar. It was no other tribes but the Levites that was over the instruments of music. They prepared the music. They got all the instruments together. They put the people in order because they was the priests, and they still the priests today. They still the priests. So I have to represent the God of Israel, because that's what he want me to do. He want me as his prophet to bring order back to the Hebrew nation. He want me to bring the order back. It take a prophet to do that. So, I am beating a tamarind. And when the priest sounded the trumpet right here in 2 Chronicles 7:6, all of Israel stood up to do what? To praise, to dance, to worship the God of the Hebrews. His name is Ahia. That's what they did, people. I am a soldier for hire. I am a soldier for hire. I will walk in his power. I will walk in his glory. I am a soldier for hire. I am a soldier for hire. I will walk in his power. I will walk in his glory. I am
child of Israel. I am a child of Israel. I will walk in his power. I will walk in his glory. I will walk in his power. I will walk in his glory. I praise your holy name. I thank your holy name. I glorify your presence. I will walk in your power. I'm a I'm a soldier for hire. 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 I will lift your name in the earth. I will lift your name in the earth. I will lift your name in the earth. I'm a soldier for hire. I give the God of Abraham, Isaac, the God of Israel, all the praise, all the honor, all the glory for this day. Ahaya is his name. Hebrews. Next scripture would be 2 Chronicles 8:14. I guess the rooster want to help me sing. It's okay. He can sing to his God. He created him. 2 Chronicles 8:14. Go ahead, brother, if you're going to read loud enough so they can hear you.
2 Chronicles 8:14.
One moment, people. Could you push the fan all the way back to the door because it's too close? One moment, people. We worship in Ohio, God of Israel, great God he is. Testify of his glory this morning. 2 Chronicles 8:14, read it.
2 Chronicles 8:14. And he appointed, according to the order of David, his father, the course of the priests to their service, and the Levites to their charities, to praise and minister before the priests as the duty of every day required. The porters also by their courses at every gate, for so had David, the man of God, commanded.
See, people, do you see? Do you see? The order of the God of Israel. The order of the Hebrew nation, the order of the 12 tribes of Israel. There is an order, and you people are totally out of order. And I am here to present the God of Israel to the Hebrew nation because you don't know who he is, and you don't know how to worship him. And you don't know how to glorify him. And you don't know how to lift him up because you out of order, number one. And he appointed, who appointed? David, King David. according to the order of David, his father. That's Solomon. Solomon appointed, because Solomon is the one that built the temple. He finished the temple. He finished the temple. The course of the priests to their service, and the Levites to their charge to praise. Should I say that again, Israel? To praise and minister before the priests as the duty of every day required. So it was only the Levites. It was only the Levites ministering before Israel. It was not Judah. It was no other tribe but the Levites. So right now, people, you got Judah, black folks, Negroes, trying to minister to people. And that's out of order. That's out of order. That's totally out of order. So the God of Israel don't receive your praise. He don't receive your songs. He don't receive your worship. He don't receive nothing from you, Hebrews or Christians. Why? Because you're out of order. You're not following the Bible. You're not following the protocol. You're not following what's on the heavenly table to follow. So he don't receive that. He don't receive that. That's called vain worship. And that's why everything is happening in the earth the way that it's happening, because you want to do something that you haven't been told to do. This is the covenant. The Levites are the ministers. The Levites are the singers. They the ones that was over that. Next scripture we're going to read is 2 Chronicles 20, 19 through 21. I give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob all the glory today, people. All the praise, all the honor. I worship you, Father. I worship you. 2 Chronicles 20, 19 through 21. I know you got the Christian church right now singing to Jesus, because it's Sunday. Singing to Jesus. Jesus. Jehovah. Okay, that's what it's all about, singing to a false God. A false God that's not real. You're totally out of order, people. And you're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt. I'm telling you. It's all about the God of Israel now. It's all about his kingdom. It's all about his people, the 12 tribes of Israel. Y'all better sit down and get out of his way, because he's coming through right now. He's coming through. He's coming through. And no one is going to stop him. 2 Chronicles 20, 19 through 21. Go ahead, brother, read it.
2 Chronicles 20, 19 to 21.
2 Chronicles 20, 19 to 21.
Verse 19. And the Levites of the children of Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they chose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God."
No, believe in Ahiah, your God. Ain't no Lord here. I don't deal with Lord. Believe in Ahiah, your God. Lord is just an injection. It only supposed to be in the Hebrew records. Go ahead.
Believe in Ahiah, your God, so shall you be established.
Read louder.
Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto Ahiah, and that should praise
the beauty of holiness. They went
out
before the army and to say praise Ahiah, for his mercy endure forever. So people, do you understand this? Do you understand what the God of Israel is saying to us this morning? Okay, this is a prophetic. Prophetic. What I am doing right now on this radio platform, it is prophetic this morning, okay? The God of Israel trying to show you something, Hebrews, that you are out of order. Close your mouth. Close your mouth. And the Levites, 2 Chronicles 20:19, of the children of Korahites, of the children of Korahites, stood up, okay? The Levites stood up to praise Ahiah, God of Israel, with a loud voice on high, okay? The God of Israel, Ahiah, with a loud voice, the Levites. Do you have any Levites praising him today? No, you do not. You got Judah, black folks, trying to sing to him and trying to say they are the ministers of the people of Ahiah. But the Levites stood up, the God to praise the God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Their voice was so loud that the whole Jerusalem was able to hear them. And they rose early in the morning and went forth. Okay, they rose up early in the morning, the Levites. And they went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in Ahiah your God." You got to believe in Ahiah now, people. The real God. Believe in him. Believe in him that he is the God of Israel. Believe in Ahiah your God. Please, bro. Put your mind up here, not there. Don't do that. Believe in Ahiah your God. So shall you be established. So shall you be established. You cannot be established, Israel, without believing in the right God and the real God. See, they wanted to believe in Baal, Judah, and all the children of Israel. They was worshiping the wrong God. And that's why Jehoshaphat went to the wilderness early in the morning. And they told Judah, believe in Ahiah your God. See, you can't believe in Yah because he's not real. I'm talking to you, Hebrews. I'm talking to you, Christians. You can't believe in Jesus. He's not real. You can't believe in Buddha and Allah and all them gods. They are not real. You've been singing to the wrong God for 500 years. Let me say that again. All your music is paganism to the God of Israel. And that's why he told me this morning to come on this platform and sing to him, the real God. His name is not being glorified in the earth. His name is not being presented in the earth. His name is not being represented in the earth. Everybody wants to sing the Yah and Jesus and Jehovah and all these gods that are not real. But it's time for the God of Israel to arise. To arise. So he told him, Jehoshaphat said, if you believe, Judah, in Ahiah, your God, so shall you be established. That's why you people are not established. That's why Judah is going through so much right now. That's why COVID-19 is killing so many black folks. Judah, why? Because they don't want to believe in the right God and serve the right God and worship the right God and praise the right God and
the right God in the earth. They got so many names for one God. That's why they cannot be established. This is the only way you're going to be established, people, that you believe in the right God and the real one. And it says right here in 2 Chronicles 20:20, believe his prophets. This is what Jehoshaphat said. Believe his prophets, Judah. Believe his prophets. Judah didn't want to believe in his prophets. Judah didn't want to believe in his prophets. So shall ye prosper. So if you don't believe in his prophets, you cannot prosper. That's what we're reading right now, people. This is the only way that you can prosper, Israel. You must believe in a higher, and you must believe in his prophets. That would be me. I'm one of them. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I live my
God of Israel.
I worship the God of Israel. Your name is Ahaya. I praise the God of Israel. I praise the God of Israel. I praise the God of Israel. Your name is so great. I worship your name. I worship your name. I worship your name. Your name is a higher.
Another scripture, people, before we leave. Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 46. Thank you, God of Israel. I love you. I give you all the glory. You my God. You my everything. Nehemiah 12, 46. We're getting ready to leave, people. Getting ready to leave. Nehemiah 12, 46. When I was in a Christian church, when I was a Christian pastor, just to testify this morning about what the God of Israel, where he have brought me from and what he have done in my life to change my life. When I was a Christian church pastor for 15 years, I sung to Jesus every Sunday. Every Sunday, I sung and worshiped and ran around the church and all kind of stuff for a false God named Jesus. So now that I'm with the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, I must worship him. I must glorify him. I must magnify him. Because he is the real God. He is the true and only God in this earth. And I know that. And I know that, people. Because when I got shot in my face on my living room floor, I went to talk to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's what he told me who he was. And he sent me back to this earth. I must worship the God of Israel. Ahaya is his name. No, I'm not a pastor no more. And I'll never be a pastor. I'm a prophet. Always been one. I was born one. For the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahaya is his name. You people are worshiping the wrong God. All your music is to the wrong God. All your songs that you have wrote and made are to the wrong God. And if you don't know that by now, you are a fool, people. You are a fool. You foolish. You foolish. If you haven't realized with what's going on in this earth that you've been singing and praising and worshiping the wrong God, you are a fool. 12:46 of Nehemiah. Read it. And we get ready to leave. We're gonna read all them down, all the way down, and we're gonna leave. We have about five more, and we'll talk to you guys later. It's all to the glory of Ahaya. 12:46.
Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 46.
Yes.
For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there were chief of the singers, songs of praise and thanksgiving unto
Ahayah, unto God, unto God. For in the days of David, King David and Asaph of old, there was chief of the singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God, unto the God of the Hebrews, unto the God of Israel. It was not Jesus. It was not Buddha. It was not Allah. It was not Jehovah. It was to the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, Ahayah, and all Israel in the day of Zerubbabel and the days of Nehemiah gave their portion of the singers and the porters every day his portion, and they sanctified holy things unto the Levites, and the Levites sanctified them unto the children of Aaron. So the Levites was the singers, and they was the porters of the temple. Right now, all your pagan churches all over the earth, where you go and worship all your pagan gods, you got ushers, you call them ushers, at the doors. They Judah, they all kind of people at the door. This is out of order. Nobody can be a porter in the house of the real God. And his house is only in Jerusalem. So all your temples are pagan. They was from the tribe of Levites. They was Haitians, black people, but not Judah. Not Judah. Levi is Haitians in the earth today. So there was no Judah at the door of the temple, bringing people inside and sitting them down. You people are totally out of order. Next scripture, Psalms 9, 1 through 2. We're just going to read so we can get out of here, people. Psalms 9, 1 through 2. Psalms 9, 1 through 2. I will praise thee, O Ahayah, with my whole heart, and I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I, that's what David said, I don't need nobody to sing with me. I don't have to wait till I get to church. I don't have to wait till I get in the presence of the rest of the congregation and the members of the church. I will praise thee, O Ahayah, with my whole heart. With my whole heart. And I will show forth all thy marvelous works. What you Hebrew Israelites and Christians been doing, y'all been praising Yah and all your gods with your whole heart. And now you have made the real God upset with you. I will be glad, he said. I will be glad. David said, I'm going to be glad to worship you. I'm going to be glad to sing to you. I'm going to be glad to praise you, because I'm doing it from my heart. I'm not doing it because somebody told me. I'm not doing it because I joined the choir. I'm not doing it to make my pastor happy. I'm doing it with my whole heart, because I know you are the God of Israel. I know you are the God of my father, and I lift you up, and I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises. Don't nobody have to make me sing. Don't nobody have to tell me to sing. I love the God of Israel, Ahayah. I love him with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, all my strength. Why, people? Because he has done so much for me. I will sing praise to his name. His name is not Jesus. There's no J's in the Hebrew. His name could never be Jesus. There's no J's in the Hebrew alphabet, Christians. His name could never be Jehovah. I will praise thy name, Ahia, O thy God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Most High the injection. It don't even supposed to be there. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is who he is. Next scripture, Psalms 9, 10 through 11, go to 10 and 11 verse.
Psalms chapter 9, verse 10.
Yes.
And they that know thy name.
And they that know thy name.
Put their trust in thee, for thou, Ahia, hast not forsaken them that seek thee.
Yes.
Verse 11. Sing praises to Ahia.
Sing praises to Ahia.
Which dwell in Zion.
Which dwell in Zion. Where's Zion? Jerusalem. He's not on this side of the world, people. He lived in Zion. He lived in Jerusalem. So all your temples and all the stuff you got set up on this side of the world belongs to all your false pagan gods. Go ahead.
I declare among the people his doing.
Yes. Next verse. 1 through 2, brother. That's it. 1 through 11, yes. 9, 10, and 11. Psalms 21:13. And he loved a tamarind, people. He loved a tamarind. And you don't want to beat that, huh? Hebrew, till you get up in church. Go ahead.
21:13.
Psalm chapter 21,
verse 13. Be thou exalted, Ahia.
Be thou exalted, Ahia.
In thy own strength.
In thy own strength.
So will we sing and praise thy power.
So we will sing and praise thy power. That's what we got to do, Hebrews. Once you realize what his real name is, you got to sing to that name. You got to sing to that power. You got to sing to that strength. You got to exalt him in this earth. You can't do things inside of buildings. He got to be seen inside this earth. You got to go out in the wilderness like Josaphat did and take the children of Israel, Judah, and tell them you need to be established, but you got to believe what his prophets say. You can't do everything in closed buildings. This is what you've been taught. This is all religion. Ahia cannot. No, you can't. Only you can represent Jesus in them buildings. But the real God must be exalted in the earth. You can't hide, people. You can't hide the real God. He will be exalted in this earth. He's working on that right now. Next scripture, Psalms 22:26.
Psalm chapter 22, verse 22. I will declare thy name unto my brethren.
I will declare, see what David said, thy name to my brethren. Who is his brother? The 12 tribes of Israel. Go ahead.
In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee.
In the midst of the congregation, I will praise thee. What congregation? Not no Gentile congregation. That's what you Christians say y'all are, Gentiles. And all your churches are set up because you Gentiles. David wasn't talking about no Gentile congregation. You can't praise the God of Israel. You can't praise the God of the Hebrews in a Gentile congregation because he wants Israel to lift him up. He wants Israel to exalt him. So, yes, Christian, sit down before y'all get hurt. That's a warning from his prophet. I will declare thy name unto my brethren, the 12 tribes, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, all of the congregation. See, you love that word, don't you, Christian? Congregation. But he's talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. That's his congregation. Will I praise thee in the midst of the 12 tribes of Israel? I will praise thee. I will sing to you. I will exalt thee. I will lift you up. Next scripture. Go on down to 23.
Mm-hmm. He that fear the highest, praise him.
He that fear, listen to this scripture, Pete. Ye that fear Ahiah will praise him. You don't fear him. You into Jesus and all. You fear all them false gods. Even a Hebrew Israelite that say they know his name. G-O-C-C and all of them. G-O-C-C said his name is Ahiah. Yeah, but why is they not calling on that name? Why they not lifting up his name? Ye that fear Ahiah, praise him, all ye seed of Jacob. That's who he wants to praise him, all the 12 tribes. He ain't looking for no Gentiles to praise him. He could care less if a Gentile praise him, Christian church. He could care less about that. Are you listening to this Psalm of David? Ye that fear Ahiah, praise him, all ye seed of Jacob. He didn't say the seed of Esau. He didn't say the seed of Ishmael. He didn't say the seed of Ham, which is Africans. He said the seed of Jacob, Yaakov in the Hebrew. Yaakov. He's a prince with God. He's the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. All the seed of Jacob. Glorify him. Glorify him. And fear him, all ye seed of Israel. So if you're not of the seed of Jacob, and you're not of the seed of Israel, then he don't care if you fear him or not. But if you want to serve the real God, and you want to make the real God happy, Gentiles, then you got to fear him too. Next verse, 24. We're going to stop there. We're going to stop there, bro. Let's go to Psalms 30, verse 12. We have one more after that. And I say I'll talk to you people later. Psalms 13, 12. Okay. 30, 12.
Chapter 30, verse 12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent.
Yes.
And not be silent. Okay. Oh, Lord, my
God.
My God, I will be.
No. You messed it up. The brother messed it up. He messed it up, people. I got to do it. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. Ahiah, O Ahiah, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Forever, David said. Forever. I will sing praises to you, Ahiah. Forever. I will not be silent. Y'all silent because you don't know the real God. And the ones that say you do know him, you're still silent. Because you still got Jesus in your heart. All them gods that you've been taught all your life. And you can't praise the real God and you can't sing to the real God. You are silent. And David said, I will not be silent. Nobody's going to shut me up. Nobody. I'm going to give him thanks forever. You Hebrew Israelites, y'all are silent. You can only sing when you're in your church services. Because you're not serving the real God. No way. Last verse, Psalms 33, 1 and 2 verse. I just wanted to come on for an hour and do what the God of Israel wanted me to do today. To glorify him and lift him up in this earth. I have to present the real God to the whole world right now. Psalms 33, 1 through 2.
Psalms chapter 33, verse 1. Rejoice in the highest, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the highest with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Rejoice in Ahia. You can't rejoice in all your God's people. That's what you've been doing ever since you got off the slave ship. You was introduced to a white God, a white image named Jesus. Ever since we got off the slave ship, you was introduced to all these gods that's in this earth. Rejoice in Ahia, O ye righteous. If you're not righteous, the only way you can be righteous if you keep the law and the covenant. You can't sing to the God of Moses, the God of Israel, without being righteous. He don't receive it. He don't receive your songs, your worship, nothing. You must keep the law. Only the law can make you righteous. Follow what he said and do what he said. That's the only thing going to make us righteous. For praise is comely for the upright. So if you're righteous in your heart and you love the real God, the God of Israel, praise is comely for you. You love to praise him. You love to lift him up. You love to sing. This is an attribute of a righteous person that's serving the right God. Praise the higher with heart. You didn't say a piano. You didn't say no organ right here. But he said with a harp. Don't nobody got no harps in their churches. No. None of these black churches that I have been in, I've been in all a lot of them because I used to be a pastor for 15, 20 years. None of them had a harp. And this is what he liked to hear, the real God of Higher. Sing unto him with pastors and instruments on 10 strings. What is 10 strings, brother? You're a musician.
It's amazing.
You need some tissue? Here you go. What is 10 strings? A harp again, right?
A harp, yes.
It's a harp, yes. Anything you pull is a harp. Sing unto him a new song. A new song is a song that you haven't been taught. Getting together with your choir, getting together with the ministry of music and all the stuff that your pagan Hebrew Israelite churches and Christian churches do every Saturday and Sunday. Y'all get together in your churches with your, you know, your the ones that's over the choir, and they learn songs to their gods. But you got to have a new song, a song that the Holy Spirit gave you, a song that the God of Israel want to hear. Play skillfully with a loud noise. He's not a quiet God, and he's not a dead God. With a loud noise. With a loud noise. you're going to only represent the God of Israel with a loud noise.
What's his name, Ahaya? What's his name, Ahaya? What's his name, Ahaya? What's his name, Ahaya? Ahaya, Ahaya.
I need you a higher. I need you a higher. I praise your name. I love your name. I love your name. I love your name. A higher. A higher. A higher. A higher. Help me a higher. Help me a higher. Help me a higher. Help me a higher. A higher. A higher. A higher. A higher. I praise your name. Every day. I praise your name. Every day. I need my God. I need my God. I need my God. I need my God. A higher. A higher. A higher. A higher. A higher. Amen, 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 amen. Amen to the God of Israel. So be it in the Hebrew. We want to thank you. We finished, brother. Thank you. We would like to thank you for tuning in today to listen to me and my brother Sidia present to you the God of the Hebrew nation. Ahaya is his name. Songs of praise and worship. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. We will see you later. Thank you. All glory, honor, and praise go to God of Israel.
All
talk to y'all later. Thank you, Ahaya. The God of Israel. Give the glory.